Recently, someone posted a meme I think you will like, beloved. It's titled, "I absolutely love this," in all capital letters. And I think you're going to like it too. It says this, "I believe churches, that is church buildings, are meant for praising God, but so are 2 a.m. car rides, showers, coffee shops, the gym, conversations with friends, strangers, etc. Don't let a building confine your faith, because we will never change the world by just going to church. We need to be the church." Unquote. I love that. Conversations with friends and strangers. Interesting. Today, what a blessing. God is so good. We have a mailman here, handsome guy, about 30 years old, athletic, and him and I started talking. We've seen and talked to each other several times over the last couple of years, and sure enough, he said, yeah, this is his last week doing this route, and so he'll be moving across town to do another route. And through the course of our conversation, we got into talking about God. You know, the Lord will always bring himself up, I'll tell you that. And oh boy, that went on for about 30 or 45 minutes. Absolutely amazing. And Nick is a Catholic, presently, by name only, by the way. And anyway, we shared the gospel with him, the Word of God, and the testimony of Jesus Christ, and how he saved me and washed me from my sins. And at that point, I knew I had been lied to all my life as a ex-Catholic, because my sins were all of a sudden completely vanquished. And I felt the peace and the love and the joy of the Lord in my spirit. I've told him I felt like a 100-pound brick of guilt and shame from all my sin, which is applicable to all of us, but definitely myself. And so I felt like there was a 100-pound brick of guilt and all of this shame and stuff from sin that was absolutely gone. And he shook his head. He said, "This is just absolutely amazing. I can't remember the whole conversation, but it was totally ordered by the Lord. Absolutely a textbook, as only the Holy Spirit could orchestrate and bring forth." And Nick said, "Man, it's just unbelievable that we're talking about this." He said, "We moved into a new neighborhood, and everybody on the same street is a Christian. And they've been talking to me about the Bible and about being saved." And this guy's really got a noble spirit. He reminds me of Nathaniel when he wasn't even yet following Christ. But Christ said that he was a man in whom his heart or spirit, there is no guile. It's John chapter 1. It's interesting. I was reading that very passage this morning. And let's see. He says, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. This has never stood out to me before. I've even written pretty much a whole article on this, but it's not published yet." And isn't it interesting that the Lord had me reading this today as he directed me into John 1? And this man, I believe God would say that about him. That doesn't mean he's sinless. Neither was Nathaniel. But there was no guile. And the Lord was working in his life. Notice, "Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me?" In other words, how do you know this about me, Jesus? That, I mean, I've never seen you till now. Jesus answered and said unto him, "Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee." You see, Jesus saw us. He saw you, if you'll think back on it, and most likely you already have. He saw you and led you to himself, as only he can do. Isn't it a blessing to know that God found us? We didn't find him. He first loved us. And that's the case here. He was orchestrating the steps of this beloved disciple, one of his 12, Nathanael. And that's what this is figurative of, literally and figuratively, if you will. "I saw thee under the fig tree." In other words, Jesus saw you before you even met him. In fact, he was the one that made you, died on the cross for your sins, and orchestrated your steps to come to him, to be brought to him. It's absolutely staggering how good God is. And that same truth is playing out and has played out in this man Nick's life, culminating today in him repenting, admitting he's a sinner, and receiving Jesus Christ into his life, putting his faith in Christ, stopping his life, as I encouraged him to do. As I asked him, I said, are you born again? Would you go to heaven if you died today? And he shook his head in the sidewards, like, no, I don't think. Anyway, I said, well, hey, you know, the good news is 1 John 5:12, these things write I unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know, not think, hope, or wonder, but know that you have eternal life. And I said, man, as a Catholic, I didn't, you know, they just told me to be a good Catholic, you know, go to Mass, keep the Ten Commandments, which isn't even possible when you're not saved. And I said, you know, I never had the assurance of salvation, but when Christ saved me, I knew that all of my sins were washed away. I knew that I had the Spirit of God in me, that we don't walk, and I minister a lot to him even after he got saved today, about we don't live by sight or feelings. We walk by faith. And he received it just as good as I've ever seen anyone receive the gospel in Christ. Christ had prepared his heart. Again, Jesus saw Nathanael before they actually met. Jesus sees all men, and Jesus was working in Nick's life, and he went on and on about it. He said he's not really even a man of a lot of words, but he just shook his head. I mean, half the conversation, he said, look at everything that's going on in the world. Everywhere I go, God has been showing me. He didn't say God, but I've been seeing signs. Everything is pointing to me getting right with God, in other words. And his whole neighborhood is a bunch of Christian people. Absolutely amazing how God orchestrated his steps. And I wanted to tell you that so that you could lift up Brother Nick in prayer, but also to know that God is working on people. I'm hearing this from other believers and how they minister to somebody the simple gospel, ask them if they're saved, tell them, you know, they overcame it by the blood of a lamb and by the word of their testimony. So they give their testimony about how good God is in their life, and they're finding that so many people are saying, wow, the Lord is really working and speaking to me, because you're like the fifth. This guy told me today, I'm like the fifth person, I think, fourth or fifth, that has talked to him directly about being saved. Absolutely amazing. God bless you, friend. Thank you for listening, and may God use you mightily. And Father, we pray right now that your multiplied grace would be poured out upon each and every one of your children upon the planet, Lord. Load us up with your word. Fill us with your spirit afresh, and please use us, Lord. Let us be, let me be, let each of us be those laborers. The harvest truly is plenteous, Jesus, you said, but the laborers are few. Let us be like you, Lord, full of your love and moved with compassion, O God. Open doors for the ministry of the word, Lord, for each person listening right now that is your child. We love you and thank you for it. Hallelujah. God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening. I want to encourage you to check out the Because You Care page on safeguardyoursoul.com. Lots of exciting evangelistic and ministry events and things that have transpired that only God could orchestrate for your encouragement. Again, it's on Safeguard Your Soul. It's the Because You Care page. And thank you for praying for Brother Nick. God bless you, friends.